Sal Friedman, Pashas, Kisisa.
Topic of today's Shia is the Inyan of Shikha, forgetfulness. Is forgetfulness, people forget to do things, is that a valid excuse? You ask somebody, why didn't you come yesterday? I was waiting for you. I forgot. Why didn't you do this? I didn't remember. It happens to all of us. Is Shikha a valid excuse? We look at it as an onus. Or do we say no? Somebody who forgot something, that's a pshia, that's amazed, and he is chayiv. And the topic of forgetfulness has a very strong connection with this time of year. We know Purim, we line in the Megillah, Vahayomim ho'ela nizkurim v'nasim. Nizkurim, these are days of remembrance. And Rashi explains to us on the Megillah, what does it mean, Nizkurim? We read Megillah's Esther, that is to remind us of the Nisim which took place. Similarly, Parsha Zucha, we have a Chiyuv Daraisa. The Torah tells us, Zuchoi es ha-she'usu l'chu amulek, loy sishkach. Don't forget, says the Torah. This is something which we are all obligated to remember. Loy sishkach. So we see the Torah clearly tells us that the inyan of remembering is something which is shayach to be machai of somebody, that you have to remember it. And it's no excuse to say, I forgot. The Torah says, loy sishkach. In the Yotzeres that we say on Pashas, on Shabbos Zucha, we say as follows, Imach Shemoi v'zichroi v'nimach zichiroi. We ask Rabbi Hashem please to obliterate Amulek and his memory. Milahaskiroi, that he should no longer have to be remembered. Why? Why does Amulek deserve such a strong punishment? Carry on. Yan Asher loizucha. Because he did not remember. The Mefarshim explain as follows. Amulek came to fight with Klal Yisrael immediately after Kriyas Yamsuf, straight after the Yidden had come out of Mitzrayim. He did not remember all the Nisim which took place in Mitzrayim. He didn't remember even the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. Yan Asher Loizucha, because he didn't remember, that's why V'nechshav Kenecha. We regard him as a neich, as a foreign entity, which we have no place for him. So we see here that we are obliged. We are mechiv to
obligated.
That's the word. Thank you. We're obligated to mekayim zucha eis asher usel chamulek. And the reason is yam asher loy zucha, because he was unable to remember. He didn't remember all the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Similarly, we have by Paroi, Vayukam Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim, Ashelo Yudas Yosef. He forgot. What do you mean he didn't know? Everybody knew. There was nobody in Mitzrayim he couldn't have known what Yosef had done, how he'd saved the whole country. Ashelo Yudas Yosef, he forgot the whole story. And because of that, that's what happened, the whole story of the Shibud Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes, famous Rambam in Hilchas Tshiva, Afal pi shetekiyah shofar barosh hashuna gzeis hakusif. Although the reason why we brought the shofar barosh hashuna is gzeis hakusif, of a remez yeshboy, there is a remez behind it. Kloima, iri yeshenim mishinaschem v'chozi b'tshiva v'zrichir b'yachem. It's a wake up call to those people who need to do tshiva. Who are those? Eli hashoichem es ha'emes. Those people who they forget the emes behavlei hazman, because of all the havlei hazman which is going on around them. We see the Rambam labels people who do aveiras not as balei aveira, not as terrible people. The root cause, says the Rambam, is hashoichim, those who forget the emes bahavlei hazman. So you see what shikha causes. A bal aveira, the reason why we blow the shofar is to wake us up that we shouldn't forget. People who do aveiras, that's a result of shikha, of forgetting. The Belzerov Kiyadiyah was always Malamas Chis Moedik on Klal Yisrael. He was like a Zweite Beditshevarov. And when people would tell him, Rebbe, are you aware, he lived later on after the war in Tel Aviv, of the Chil Shabbos that's going on here in Tel Aviv, he didn't want to believe it. He used to call these people, they are Shoikhei Shabbos, people who forgot about Shabbos. Ayid Chaz V'Shum, no such thing, Ayid should be Gog B'Meizib B'Machal Shabbos. Shoikhei Shabbos, he forgot about Shabbos. So we see the Yesod of the Vet of the Belzerov is in the Rambam. People who do Aveiras, Rambam labels them people who are Shoikhim Esoemes. They forget the Emes, and because of that it leads, it brings them to come and be over Aveiras. So we need to find out, however, what is the halacha about somebody comes along and says, I didn't do what I should have done because I forgot. Is forgetting, is that considered a valid excuse? Is it an oinus or is it a mezid? So the Chasam Soif in his Hagos, in Simen, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kif Ches, brings down a Mishnah in Masechtas Trima, and the Netziv in his Perish HaMekdov in Parshas Kisovoi, also writes, Shamati Oimrim, I heard saying that this Shala is already an old Shala, which you'll find it in the Mishnah and Masechtas Trimmers. The Mishnah Masechtas Trimmers tells us the halacha is you can't take trimmer from produce which is tomei for produce which is tohoi. Says the Mishnah, the Tanakama, the imturam shoigig, if you did it by mistake, tirimusoi tirimah. It is trimmer. Amazing, he did it on purpose, lo yosa klim. It's a Mishnah and Perek base, Mishnah base. So the Talmud Kama says, if you did it by mistake, it works. Rabbi Hida says, im hoya yoideya boy betchile, if you knew in the beginning that this was Tomei, alfa pishi shoigig, although then you did it afterwards by mistake, lo yosa klim. It's no good. So if you knew that it was Tomei, how can it be you do it by mistake? Explains the Bartanira, and as I state in the Rash, one of the Rishonim, a Pershon, say this ruim. Afa pisha b'shul shetoram hoya shoigig sheshochach, because he forgot. He remembered that this pile of produce was tomei, and he can't take trimmer from that produce on this produce. After he forgot, lo yusaklim. So we see here lechora in this Mishnah we have a machloikus between the Tanakama Rabbi Hida. A person knew this produce was tomei. After he forgot and he took from the trimmer. A trimmer, Toma Dika trimmer for the Tua Dika trimmer, and Machloikas Atana Kamer Behida, does it work or not? So says the Netziv and the Chasam Soifer and Noch Paskim that this Lachoira is a Machloikas in the Mishnah, is Shikha regarded as a Shoigig or a Mezid? The Tanakama regards it as a Shoigig and Rabbi Hida says it's a Mezid. However, not everybody is happy with this Mishnah, because this Mishnah itself doesn't mention a word about Shikha. It's the Bartanira with the Rash who say that. Adam Mephoshim, the Mishnah Achroina, that's a very early Pshat on the Seder's Room, says that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. We're speaking about, you know what it means? He knew it was Trim, he was Tum and he forgot. He forgot the halacha. He didn't know the halacha. He didn't know the halacha is you can't take from trimmer onto a produce. That's not amazing. It's a shoygik. He didn't know the halacha. But this is not speaking about shikha. So not everybody agrees that this Mishnah can serve as a proof about the shala of shikha. However, we have a beferish gemara in Masechtas Baba Kama. The gemara Masechtas Baba Kama in Daf Chavov says as follows. A person put a stone in his lap. He was sitting down and he put a stone in his lap, a heavy big stone, and he forgot. He started speaking. He pulled out his mobile phone. It can happen. People pull out their mobile phone. And he forgot he was holding a big stone on his lap. And the stone rolled off his lap and rolled to somebody and went straight into somebody. Perhaps it was a hill, went zooming down the The hill, unfortunately, one hears these stories about cars, person forgot to put the handbrake on, very sad stories. This is the same type of story, Shikha. He forgot he was holding a stone in his lap, it rolled off his lap, went rolling down the hill and went straight into somebody. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, this person is a mazik and he is chayiv to pay for any damage which was done. But although he's mechayiv to pay for any damage, we know a person has to pay for nezek, he has to pay for tsar, for shavus and boishes and for ripu. He has to pay not just the damage, he has to pay all the extra, the pain in cause, loss of earnings, he has to pay for the doctor's fees, he has to pay for boishes if he embarrassed him. Says the Gemara, this person's only chayv to pay the actual damage, the nezek. But the tsar, the shevis, the ripui, the boishes, the other four things, he is puter from paying. Comes along the Rama, one of the Rishonim, and he says, explains this Gemara. We know a person, if he's a mazik, even b'shoigik, you've got to pay. Udama mazik is chayv to pay both mazik, both mazik and shoigik. However, the other four things you only have to pay if you're mazik. From this Gemara that I see that he forgot he had a stone on his lap and it rolled off, and he only has to pay for being for the actual hezek, the actual damage, but not the other four things, I see, says the Rama, we classify shikha as a shoigig. So therefore, since it's a shoigig, he has to pay for mazik, for what he damaged, but not for the pain, not for the embarrassment, not for the doctor's costs, not for the loss of earnings. Why? Because shikha is considered a shoigig. Says the Namika Yosef, if we take now this Rama, so you saw that shikha is considered a shoigig, what will be the halacha if a person forgot to daven? We know the halacha is if a person was an oinus and he forgot, for example, the daven mincha, the halacha is you daven ma'ariv twice, you have to do a tashlimim. Says the Namika Yosef, nirali bore, it's to me bore, a person didn't daven, it's a long summer's afternoon, because there's plenty of time. He's got enough time to daven after he's finished whatever he's doing. And then, meanwhile, the time has passed. He's not considered a mezid of pesheya. Why? Because this is what I see. A person forgot. We classify him as a shoigig, and therefore he davens mariv twice. Azoi zukten mikhe Yosef, azoi fushteich from the ruling of the Rama. A shoigig, shikha is a shoigig. This is what the Namik Yosef I understand from the Rama. The Mikhe Yosef himself, however, does not agree. And he says, we find by Hilchus Tefillah, there are certain halachas that Chazal tell us you're not allowed to engage in certain activities when it comes to Zman Tefillah. For example, Chazal say, Lo yeshiv lifnei hasapah. You can't start to have a haircut. You can't go and have a court case when it's Zman Mincha, because we're worried that you're going to get so engrossed that you're going to forget about it and you're going to forget to daven Mincha. You're not allowed to have a seder. So therefore, I see, says the Rama, that Chazal come along and tell us that when it comes to davening, it's not just good enough to daven, you've got to put safeguards into place to make sure that you don't forget to daven. Don't go and have a haircut when there's Zman Mincha, because you might become so engrossed, you're waiting and you forget about it. Since, says the Mikhi Yosef, you can't say, I'll have a haircut and nothing will happen. Harehi kepoisheya, you are a poisheya. So the Namika Yosef argues with the Rama. So we have here a machloikus. Do we say that if a person forgot to daven mincha, he thought there was a whole afternoon, and he remembered, and then pink, that happened an hour before nacht, he forgot, he was busy, is he a poisheya or not? A machloikus Namika Yosef with the Rama. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kif Ches comes along, and he rules that ik is like the Rama, that you are a shoigig. And as I state in the Mogen Avruam, and the Machsa Shekel explains, and he says, Mikra oinus, you want to know why forgetting is considered an oinus? We don't say a person should have realized that he might forget. And when you remembered, you should have done it then, and don't wait till the last minute, because perhaps you might forget. We don't say that. No, we say shikha is a shaygig. And as Isaac the Bach, li nira bura, de lo mikra mezid el a shaygig. And as I pashkin the shukhno charav, the lushan the shukhno charav is, ha shaycheyach ka oynesi. Somebody who forgets, this is considered an oynes. And as I state in the Mishra Briya then, simen kiv ches, siv kuten, chov gimel. On the other hand, comes along the Chasam Sofer, this is in Chivas and Choshim Mishpat, in Simen Mem Beis, and he is very, very unhappy with all of this. So although we have a Beferish Beis Yosef, a Mugen Avrom, a Shulchan Ocharav, we have a Mishnah Brira, they all take on the opinion that Shikha is considered a Shoigig on Oynis, like the Ramah, the Chasam Sofer isn't having any of this. He says, it's true we learn from this Gemara there, in Baba Kama, from the story of the stone, that shikha is an oynus. I will call heicha sheyesh mitzvah bezrizus, kagoin tefillah. When you've got a mitzvah which you are obligated to do, i.e. to go and daven, in kein keshem misatzel, if you are lazy and you say, I've got a whole afternoon to see to it, and then in the last moment, you forgot, the samech atzmal hazman achroim, sheloi b'shis yoysezois, you're not doing this b'rishis. If you forgot afterwards, you were oynus, you forgot. However, havalei posheya, you are a posheya. And therefore, says the Mugen, the Chasam Sofer, lechein, therefore, kol mash umah Mugen Avrom bezeh, everything which the Mugen Avrom said that you considered an oynus, loy nirali. It does not appear to me, I don't agree with it. And he carries on and says the Chasam Sofer as follows. And this is the Yesod of the Chasam Sofer. And Azoizuk the Netziv in HaMekdovah in Parshas Kisovoy. In Parshas Kisovoy, we have the Parsha of Vidi Bekirim. A person brings the Bekirim to the Beis HaMikdash. He has to say Vidi. What does he say? Lo yavati mimitzvosech, biati hakodesh min habayis, v'gam nasahati v'leleim. And then he carries on and he says, v'loi shochachti. I didn't forget, says Rashi, to make the bruch on hafrushes masas. Part of the Vidi which you say when you bring Bekirim, you have to say, biati hakodesh min habayis, lo yavati mimitzvosech, v'loi shochachti. I didn't forget. A person had to make a vidi that he didn't forget, i.e. if you did forget, that would be an avera. But if you say that forgetting is a shoygig oynus, so why does a person have to make a vidi v'loy shachachti? Says in the Netziv, the Zelbe Yesod, like the Chasam Sofer. It could be that shikha is considered really an oynus. But you want to know when it's an oynus? Like in the story of the stone. But when there's something which you are obligated to do, you have a chiv to do this thing, then I can't come along and say, well, I forgot. A forgot is only a heter when it was something which was a rishis. As on the Netziv now, and he says, this Gemara in Baba Kama, when the stone rolled off, and we classify you as a shoygig, and you only have to pay just for the damage and not for the other things, you know when that's speaking about? That's speaking about when there was nobody around. So when it would have rolled off, it wouldn't have hurt anybody. But if you, when you put this stone on your lap, you looked around you and you saw there were people there, and if it's going to roll off your lap, it could harm somebody. So then, in that case, the Gemara wasn't speaking about it, that if you were to forget, you wouldn't be considered chayiv. The Gemara was speaking about when people came only after you had already the stone on your lap. So when the stone was on your lap, you had no chiev to look around you to make sure it's not going to damage anybody. That's the case, says the Netziv, when we patter you from the other four things. But if you knew fully well, when you put this stone on your lap, that if it's going to roll off, it might harm people in the vicinity, then says the Netziv, you are mechiev to pay for it. And we find similarly a Gemara, a Masechtas Bav Metzia. This is a Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that somebody gave some diamonds to a friend of his to put them in a safe place. And Yena, he went and he hid them in such a safe place that when the owner of the diamonds came to ask for them back, he said, you know, I can't remember where I put them. Come, I hid them in such a gewaltige place that no one will find them, not even I can remember where I put them. Comes, so they went to ask Rav Nachman Shala what to do. Said Rav Nachman, kol lo yadana peshi isahi. He says, I don't know, that's a pshia. So the choira, fragrant of a fortune, why is he pshia? He's done such a gewaldige shmira. It'll turn up eventually, we hope, but at the moment he doesn't remember where he put them. Why is he a Poshea? The answer is because here this person was entrusted to safeguard. When you've been entrusted to do something, in such a case, if you forget, you are being negligent on your Chiyuv Shmira. When you're being negligent on your Chiyuv Shmira, in such a case, kol lo yadana peshi'isahi. So therefore, if a person was to park his car on the top of a hill and he forgot to put the handbrake on, or forgot to put it into park, and the car unfortunately rolled down the hill, so in such a case he would be a poshaya, because leaving that car in such a position is, unfortunately, the odds are it's going to chas v'shulam go and harm somebody, roll over into somebody. Such a case would be poshaya. If he was to leave his car in the middle of a midwa, in the middle of nowhere, there's not a fella around for miles on end, and he left his car there because he's too lazy to put into park, just left into neutral, and then pink the wind came and pushed it eventually, and somebody just happened to be walking along there at the time and unfortunately went into him, on such a case, that's the case of the Gemara, that he would be considered only chayiv for nezek, and he wouldn't be chayiv for bois sheves in ripui. In Shah Ephraim, also one of the Gedoyla Achroinim, brings down a shala. Two partners had a business, and it was Erev Pesach, and Reuven said to Shimon, do me a toiver, go to the roof Erev Pesach and sell our chometz from the business. Fine, no problem. It was Erev Pesach, he was in a big hurry and he forgot all about it. Came Motzei Pesach, he remembered, he'd forgotten to sell the business to chometz. So what's the halacha? Comes along the Shah Ephraim, and the Shah Ephraim says that partner who forgot to sell the business into chometz, he is a poisheya, and he's chayiv to reimburse his other partner with all the lost money, because it's also, he's got to reimburse him. And that Tana, he says, I forgot, it was busy, it was Erev Yom Tov by me as well, I forgot. Dusa Nishkin Heta, says the Shah Ephraim, this person, he is considered, it's considered amazed, and he's chayiv. And he brings this Gemara from Rav Nachman, kol lo yadana peshi'isahi. Comes along the Shvis Yaakov from the Gedoyle HaPoskim, and he says as follows, I saw what the Shah Ephraim writes, that somebody who forgot, he's considered a Poshaya. He says, I don't agree. Since when is Shikha considered a Poshaya? The Shukach, Kol Perek Klal Gudel, the Shah Ephraim has forgotten the entire Perek in Masech the Shabbos, that the state of the Masech the Shabbos, Klal Gudel Omri B'Shabbos, that somebody forgets his Shabbos is considered a Shoigig, as a Gansa Perek. So the Shah Ephraim forgets a Gansa Perek. How can he come along and say that forgetting is considered a Peshia, it's considered a Shoigig? Says the Shvis Yaakov, oh, you'll tell me we find Gemuras. We see clearly that Shikha is considered to be a Poshaya. Says that's only when we're speaking about somebody who was Shoicheach Machmas Atzlus. Somebody who was Machmas Atzlus, he didn't care, he didn't bother, he forgot. But somebody who was busy and because of all his tedus he forgot to do something, such a person, says the Shah Ephraim, says the Shvis Yaakov, he is considered to be a Shoigig. And then he carries on and says, I'll bring you a Raya. He says that even if you want to say that in the Gemara has the view that people who forget are considered a Poshaya, that was known only in the time of the Gemara. Abanish bismanazeh, because the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Erevin in Dafnin Gimel Omedalev, says Rav Ashi, Anan ke'etzbusei bebira leshikcha. When it comes to forgetting, we are like just somebody who you put your finger into a bit of sand, straight away it makes a hole. So unfortunately, said Rav Ashi, is by us. It goes straight in and straight out. So we see already, says the Gemara, that the Gemara says that we are considered to be nowadays. Now if that wasn't the time of the Gemara, says the Shvis Yaakov, Im Teima Kadas Shafrayim, the Vizmanim Hakoidman have a Shikha Pshia, Mikomukim Vizmanim Aluli, Vadai Loi have a Pshia Klau. And the Bemis Azoi state in the Urach HaShulchan, we know that somebody forgets twice to make an Erev Tavshilin, he can't rely anymore on the roof of the town. Writes the Urach HaShulchan in Simon Tuf Kiv Chazayin, Nir La Nias Dati, The pshita lehila Rabbi Saini, it's clear to Rabbi Saini, the ho'idna, that nowadays, shahatirdenis rabbe ba'avoyne saini harabim, that we are all, unfortunately, we have so many tirdas, i'ef shaloyma alzeh shem poshaya, you can no longer be classified as a poshaya. Ve'gambizman ha'gamura, Eli Rakal Udam Gudel. This is what the Gemara says, that somebody forgot twice to make Erev Tashil, after this was only on an Udam Gudel. But not for everybody. This is a Chiddush of the Oruch HaShulchan. So what comes out from this basically is as follows. There are three different categories of Shikha. There's Shikha Machmas Atzlus, which that, according to everybody, is a Poshaya. There is Shikha Machmas Oynus, when a person was a genuine Oynus, like Chazal tell us, Hizua Batamad Chochem Sheshochach Machmas Onsoi. People become old, they forget Machmas Oynus, that's clear it's an Oynus. And then we have the middle of the road, when we have a normal case of Shikha, and that is a Machloikas, as we saw between the Ramah, the Namika Yosef, and the Beis Yosef, with the Mugen Avruam, with the Bach, with the Shulchan Aruch Harav, with the Mishnah Berurah, all rule that the Ikar Halacha is that Shikha is like a Shoigeg. So therefore, if you forgot to daven, you can make it up. We don't classify you as a Mezid. Now, on the other hand, we have the Chasam Sofer, who very, very clearly argues and says he does not agree with that. It could be Shikha is a Oynus, like the Gemara Baba Kama. But when you've got a mitzvah which you are obligated to do, you have to do, there's no such tana of having you a tether that I forgot, and Azoizuk the Netziv, and Azoizuk the Shaar Ephraim, and this is Be'etzin the Pashas of the Gemara in Masechtas Bob Metzia, that Rav Nachman said to a Shoyma, Kol lo yedana pishisi, if you don't know, you're Pesheya, but a Shikha is a Shoygi. The answer, when you are obligated to look after somebody's objects, when you are obligated to do something, in such case, you can't come along and say, well, I forgot, I didn't realize. So this is basically the Yesod of the Machloikas. But we need now to understand as follows. If we're going to say that Shikha is a Oynus, Shikha is a Shoigig, because that's the way of the world, and the Mephoshim bring a Remez, Rosh HaTevis, Shekein Choivas Kol HaYetzirim, is Rosh HaTevis Shikha. This is a Choiva, this is something which we are all guilty of, this is something, this is inbuilt, this is the way we are, Shekein Choivas Kol HaYetzirim, this is the way we've all been made, that we're not computers, we're not robots, we do forget things from time to time. If we do forget, so we need to understand, coming up to Purim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells us, Achiv, Zocha Eisa She'usachu L'chu Amulei, because Achiv Deraisa, Loi Sishkach. Don't forget. But I do forget. That's the way I am. I'm just a human being. This is like we said, Shikha is a Oynus, Shikha is a Shoigig. So how can the Torah command us not to forget, and we have to remember, if we've just explained that it is human nature to forget. Can we be different to how we really are? So how does this work that we have a chiyuv? The Torah says, no excuses, lo yishkach. We have the Gemara Masechtas Beya by Erev Tavshilin, where the Gemara brings down the story, a fellow, he forgot to make Erev Tavshilin. He went to Mashmiel, and Mashmiel said, don't worry, rely on me. I'll moitzi you. Came the following Yontif, he forgot again. He said to him again, I forgot. This time he said to him, Omalei Poshaya'at, you are a Poshaya. We need to understand this Gemara. The first time when he forgot, he said, no, it's okay, nothing happened, you forgot, you are Oynus, a Shoigig. He forgot a second time, oh, you forgot a second time, you are a Poshaya. How does this work? L'choire, if we say that forgetting is a valid excuse, so you can forget once and twice and three times and four times, so why, because he forgot twice, is he a Poshaya? Comes along the Prima Gudim, and Simon Kivches, and Azoizuk the Pnei Yeshia, Masechtas Bruchas and Daf Chol Vov. From this Gemara, we learn an important Yesod. It's true, could be, that forgetting is a Shoigig, but that's only when it's a one-off. But some people are always forgetting. People who are always forgetting, that is no good. That's considered, says the Prima Gudim, Tfila achas shebitl bemezid, v'shuchach shnei pa'omim, b'shoigig, chad tamer v'chad dina islehi. We regard somebody who forgets twice in the same way as we regard somebody who was over bemezid. Forgetting twice equals amazed. Says the Pnei Yeshia, this is why the halacha is, if you forgot to daven shachris, the halacha is, we said we can daven mincha twice. What happens now if you forgot to daven mincha as well? Then there's no tashlimim. You've lost it. You can't be mashing that shachris. Why not? I forgot mincha, so let me daven now maariv three times. One for maariv, once for mincha, once for shachris. Doesn't work. You can only be mashlim one tefillah that you forgot, not two. Says the Pnei Yeshia, why? So in this Gemara we see that forgetting something twice is considered amazed. Once you're allowed. With this now, we understand the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Masechtas Ovos, Kol ha-shoycheyach dover echad me-mishnusoy. A person who forgets one thing from his learning, ma'alov akusav ki'ile mischay benafshoy. He done the most terrible avera. Shenema, says the Mishnah, Rak hi shoma lecho ishmoy nafshcho ma'oid pentishka chasavur ma'eila shoronech ba'asina. You're not allowed to forget even one word of Torah. As the Torah says Yontif, where do we see such a grace of choyma hadvorim hashechech dove echot, even one thing you can't forget? And the Pusik says, the Mishnah said, I'll tell you where you learn from, because you learn from the Pusik. She hi shoma lecho because we find here a double asura. It's a double asura. Therefore, says the Tos Yontev, litin shmira lechol dibber. And similarly says the Gemara, somebody forgets in Menuchas in Daf Tzadik Tes, kolamash amashkeach dove echem etamidoi oime b'shnei lavim hishuma ipen ishnei lavim. So you see here, when the Torah writes a double lushan, then there's no excuse. I've got a second time to forget. Even hashecher dove echot, even the first time is no good. When it comes here to zechiras amulek, the Torah writes a double lushan. Zocha es asher usul lechu amulek loisishkoch. Do not forget. Since the Torah writes here a double lushan, this is different to all other cases. The Torah says, I'm not giving you that heter like we see by Erev Tavshilin. You can forget once, but don't forget the second time. Here, it's like you say by forgetting Torah. It's a double lushan. But still, we need to understand, how does this work? But if my teva is yes to forget, but I do forget. So how does this work? The Torah says, Zucha is a she'us l'chamulik, lo yishka. But I do forget. Shekein choyves kalay etzirim. We find a Tosis Yontif in Masechtas Erevim in Daf Ches Mishnah Gimel. On the Tosis Yontif brings in Derech Agav. He speaks about Shikha. He brings in the pusik which state by Yosef Atzadik when he asked the Saha Mashkim to remember him. State in the pusik v'loy zocha Saha Mashkim es Yosef va yishkochei. It's Freigam Mefoshim. It's a double lushan. As we're told, he didn't remember him, so we know he didn't remember. So what? And he forgot him. Zugdot the Tosis Yontif, Amoedik Yisod. You cannot forget something which you haven't remembered. Because you haven't remembered it, so you can't forget. You can only forget something which you have already remembered. I remembered it, and then I forgot it. Zugdot the Tosis Yontif, when the state in the Torah, Veloi Zucha Sa Hamashkim, that means he didn't remember him straight away. The Sa'ar Mashkin was let out of prison. Yosef said, do me a toiver, today, tomorrow, when you go to Paroi, immediately, tell Paroi, remember, tell Paroi. V'loi zucha Sa'ar Mashkin, Yosef. He didn't remember straight away. It's what we call short-term memory. He didn't remember. Often people forget things, and then they wake up afterwards, when it's too late already, then suddenly remember, half a year down the road. So the Sa'ar Mashkin totally forgot about Yosef. V'lo zucha Sa'ar Mashkim straight away. Half a year later, he actually did remember him. When did he remember him? When he came home by night, his son, he was lying in bed. Oh, he remembered Yosef the Beis Asirim. So he should have gone the next morning, because now he's remembered him, he should have gone the next morning to tell Par about him. Vayishkochehi, and then he forgot him. After he had remembered him, he forgot him. As always, the Tosis Yontif. Comes along now the Tosis Yontif, and Derech Agav, he explains here now the mitzvah of Zechira Samulek. Similarly, says the Torah, Zucha Eisa She'usa Lechu Amulek. Remember what Amalek did to you. Loi sishkach, don't forget. So we ask the question, you can't forget something which you haven't remembered. In order to forget it, you have to first remember it. Zuk de tos yontov, de pshito, this is a pushup shat in the pusik, de pshito loima, the pushup shat means to tell us, kashatizkoi, when you will remember, al tishkach, then don't forget. I don't expect for you to remember, because people forget. However, you know what the Torah is telling us? Zuchet ha-she'uzuch ha-amulek. When you will remember, whenever that will be, then when you remember, lo yisishkach. So how do we remember? That's what the Pusik tells us. V'hayumim ho'eile niskurim v'nasim, says the Megillah, Rashi in the Megillah, niskurim adei Megillas Esther. We have to do something. That's why we lie in Parsha Zucha. I'm not able to remember by myself. Unfortunately, I go ahead like a sieve. I don't remember things. Says the Torah, so what do you do? Do something to be ma'oire your memory. Zuchoi. And when you do that, whenever it will be, i.e. Parsha Zucha, Pirim, whenever you do it, then loy sishka. Make sure you don't forget it, b'shas ma'aser. As oizuk the tzoisus yontav, the pshat in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mesechtes Ovis, empiric base, chamisha talmidim hoyiloy Rabbi Yochum Zakai. Rabbi Yochum Zakai had five talmidim. Rabbi Elezer ben Hikonos, Barsid Sha'eino Ma'abatippa. He was a Barsid, he was like a cemented cistern which doesn't lose a single drop. That means to say, whatever went in never came out. But some people, it goes in one ear and out the other. Reb Elezer ben Hikonos, Barsid Sha'eino Ma'abatippa, he never forgot anything. Freik the Chofetz Chaim in Alot Torah, in Parsha Shelach Lecho, we know, but others is to tell us, Midas Toivas, how we should emulate the example, the Derech of the Tanuim. But here we've been told that Belezer ben Hikonos had a photographic memory. That's a matunah min ha-shamayim. What we've been told here, Rabbi Yochum Zakkai was telling over the shivach of his Talmidim. Zog de Chofetz Chaim, from here I can see that it's possible for a person to be zoicha to a good memory. Rabbi Elezer ben Hikonos was somebody who every word of Torah was so chushiv to him, that's why he never forgot it. And be'emes, it's a pusik in Tehillim. Lo'oilom lo eshkach devorecho. Said David HaMelech, I will never ever forget a single word of your Torah. Why? Kivom chiyisuni. Kutus mangan sechiyis. Mangan sechiyis, I don't forget it. Noch a pusik, b'chikoisecho shtasheya, lo eshkach. If the words of Torah are for me so enjoyable, in this pusik. If you enjoy Torah, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Rabbi Elezer ben Hikonos at Gatazah, Geshmak in Torah, he never forgot a single word he learned. Similarly, the Chovas Halvuvas in Shah Aprishis and Peg Dalad, when he enumerates all the different malas of tzaddikim, of somebody's apurish, he writes hapurish, salusa bafuna, ve'evle belibov, enenoita, miyish, a ganza list. One of the things he mentions is zachron, somebody with a good memory. Ot gefreik reb chayim brim, how does this, good memories, again, a matuna min ha-shamayim. This is something you can't just have it. Elamai, Asif in the Chovas Havuvas, like the Chovas Chaim said, that somebody who's mamish elikt in Torah, this is his ganze chiyus, this person, he is zoicha to come and to remember and to understand everything. And Bemis, we find the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Bechikosai writes, Ike grumas hashikcha, the main cause why people forget things, him his gabris hagashmius mitavas ha'oilam azeh. Shuda marba vachila vashasia imoisa vachil tachmeyov vafririus begifa. This brings out that his body becomes azoy megishim, it affects his mind and therefore he doesn't remember. And we all know, unfortunately, today, in the modern age of technology, mobile phones and everything going on, what happens is people cram their heads with so much useless information that it affects their skills to be able to remember. The more a person crams his head with nonsense, the more difficult it is for him to be able to remember things. This is a pusheta aleph-based thing. So we see that it is possible, but Emma's, for a person to be able to come to the Madrega that he should be able to remember things. And this is Taka the Avoida. The Avoida is that a person should come to this Madrega. One of the great Rebbes was called Reb Moshe Savrona. And he was once sitting with the Oilem. He was already an old man. And he said, I can give a din v'cheshbon on every day of my life what I've done from when I was 9 years old. And there was an Al-Tayyid who was sitting there, and he looked at him, and he didn't believe it. In fact, he was a great tzaddik. This was Moshe Savron, who lived 200 years ago. But even so, he looked at it as an exaggeration. It's impossible. And this Moshe Savron realized that this Yid didn't believe him. So he said to this Al-Tayyid, tell me, do you still remember your chasana? Said Avada Rebbe. Do you remember who was the Masadik edition? Yeah, Avada. And do you remember which of your family came to the chasana? Avada. And which hall it was? And when? And what? And how? Yeah, Avada. He could recall everything. But how do you remember from so many years ago? It was 50, 60, 70 years ago. I said, what do you mean, Rebbe? This was my chasana. So said Reb Moshe Savrona, Gleib mir, ba mir is jeden tog, anai achasna mit le teure. So this is taka this word, lo oilom le eshkach devorecho, ki vom chi yisuni. And this is taka the avoider, zuk de teure, zuchoy asa sheusel lecho amulek. Remember what Amulek did. What did Amulek do? That's what we said in Yoytzes. L'yam asher loy zucha. Amulek didn't remember the nisim of Yitzchayim. He conveniently forgot about them. He had more important things. Oh, this is the problem. This is the goyim of all averes. Look, the Rambam hashoychem es to emes bahavlei hazman. Somebody who forgets, this brings. This is what schleps a person down. Ya mashaloi zucha. Mulek didn't remember, so we have to do the opposite. Zucha, we have to yes remember. Loi sishkoch. The boishim zol helfen takem zol zoychazan to the ala hashpurs. Omen ken yirutzen.